This is Shane Gibson's sales podcast from closingbigger.net. I want to talk about contrarian networking, or maybe what I would call sort of counterintuitive networking, possibly. What that's about is that many of us network in a silo. And as sales professionals, people in business, I don't care who you are actually, I believe that wealth is not built by selling products. Wealth is not built by branding. I believe wealth is created by relationships. If we really want to look at measuring true wealth, part of that capacity to build relationships is to be able to engage people, in my opinion, in a deeper level, but in addition to not just a deeper level, but also have conversations with them that are contrary to what your competitors or those other people who are in the same silo as you have. In sales today, most of us are selling and marketing things that are available in abundance around the world. Many industries are commoditized. As we look at this, our real differentiator is the relationship in most cases, and also that we're distinctly different and ask and communicate different things than our competitors. This brings me to a conversation I had last night at the Vancouver Bloggers Meetup with a gentleman by the name of Raoul. Raoul organizes the Vancouver Bloggers Meetup, and in addition to this, he also is quite a well-known blogger, got a website called hummingbird604.com. Now, he also shows up to our sales meetups, which is a group of sales professionals that get together here in Vancouver once a month. There's 50-plus people there, we have a guest speaker, we network, we have some drinks, and yet Raoul shows up on a regular basis. One of his friends, I'm not sure who it was, but those people he associates with and also I think does some business and networks with, asked him, why do you keep going back to this sales thing? I mean, this is not really your crowd per se. His response, of course, was that he learns something new every time and that we're all really selling something and developing relationships. And so as we look at this, you know, whether we're looking for a new job, a new contract, or of an idea we're selling at work to our peers, we're actually in sales. So from this perspective, what he said was that there was always something to learn. But I thought was very insightful is to step outside his silo per se and connect the people that were different than him. What it also does is expands our capacity for conversation when we do that. When we get outside of our silo or our little network or our bubble and we move into other networks and engage with people that might not be probably from an intuitive perspective or from a first glance perspective, anything in common, what we find is that as humans, we have more in common than really we do have differences. In addition to this, by meeting people with contrasting views and different perspectives, we get to see the world more in a 360 degree view versus tunnel vision. Myself as a sales professional, author, the guy in the corner wearing the suit in most days, as I walk in into these events as well, I look a little out of place. I'm the guy in the suit, the for-profit guy. But as we look at this, I find that these conversations, whether it's a social media meetup, whether it's a blogger meetup, where I'm going to learn about technology or engaging people in social issues at community events, what I find is these conversations are rewarding, enriching, and they enhance one's capacity to engage people at all levels of life. In many cases, when we land that big contract with a client or establish a relationship, very suddenly are those conversations, the ones that really solidify the relationship about products and services or our company or theirs. They're often about deeper values-based conversations where we develop commonalities, we help expand each other's views, and we engage deeper and to a much contrary level. So my challenge, I guess, or suggestion for you is wherever you're comfortable networking, get uncomfortable. Expand your level of interest. Go out and hang out with and meet people in the community that maybe aren't exactly like you or your clients, and develop a broader and deeper view of what's going around in your community. And I believe that's going to enhance your capacity to engage people, close more deals, and develop better and stronger relationships. This is Shane Gibson's Closing Bigger Sales Podcast from closingbigger.net.